Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Can we talk?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I think he wants to communicate.
Are you trying to give me the double talk?
That's what I'm talking about.
Who do you think you're talking to?
We're going to work on our communication.
Now you're talking!
I'm Jim Burns. In most marriages, communication between spouses does not come easy. Couples who are able to achieve good communication have to work hard at it. I know this is true even in my own marriage. Today on Homeward, I'm going to continue my conversation with family and marriage therapist Dr. David Hawkins about how we can become better communicators in our marriages. In the next 30 minutes, he's going to reveal to us his 7 C's of communication. So get out a pen, get ready to learn how you can communicate more effectively with your spouse. It's coming up next on Homeward. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. In just a moment, part two of Jim's conversation with Dr. David Hawkins, your relationship doctor, talking about saying it so he'll hear you. And this is so important for couples because a lot of times you have this one spouse talking to the other and saying, but I told you, I told you, I told you. And the other person saying, what are you talking about? It's so important to get it heard, not just get it said. Homeward is here. And please hear me when I tell you that Homeward is here because we are so grateful for your prayers and faithful financial support. You can mail a tax-deductible donation even today to support our ministry when you write to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. And now with part one of today's program, here's Jim. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Dr. David Hawkins is with us again today. We're talking about better communication with your spouse. Dr. Hawkins is a marriage and family therapist. He's from the Northwest. He's been a therapist for over 30 years. He's written excellent books. Great relationship doctor, if you would. He's also the advice columnist for crosswalk.com. Welcome back to our program.
Jim, always a delight to be with you. We seem not to run out of things to talk about.
I don't think we're going to run out. In fact, I had so many more questions. I think we could do program after program. I want to give you a case study.
Perfect.
Man and woman are on a walk. The woman says, you don't talk to me much. I'm leading all of the conversation. And he says, well, partly because I can't get a word in edgewise because you're just talking and telling me about your day and your life and whatnot. She says, well, go ahead. You start. Well, you know, he doesn't even know what to say. So right. he's walking in foreign territory. Well, it ends up being frustrating and kind of a fight. What do you say to that? To that couple.
First of all, Jim, let me say something. This is a really powerful statistic, and you are free to quote it. 96% of the time, we can predict the outcome of a conversation within the first 3 minutes. I think that's way too long. I really do believe, I've not seen a stat, I believe we can predict it within the first 30 seconds.
Amazing.
Your example, listen to the words. You don't talk to me much. Okay. Bam, she comes right out of the chute with an attack, okay? Right. She attacks him. You don't talk to me much. She reads his mind. That's called mind reading, by the way. Quick promo on a book I'm writing right now. I'm just finishing, called Dealing with the People Who Drive You Crazy. So she, in a way, is a crazy maker because she's reading his mind. She's telling him the way it is. You don't talk to me much, buckaroo, you know? And so are we surprised when he responds defensively? I can't get a word in. I mean, you can imagine the tone here. I can't get a word in. I think you said it nice, more nice than it really was.
Right.
I can't get a word in. So right. They are out of the chutes with a fight. And so no surprise that it ends up badly. So what should she have done? I mean, so again, what she needs to, she did not approach it calmly. She attacks him. She labels him. You know, you're a non-communicator, and no surprise that he reacts defensively. What should she have done? She should have chosen a moment very carefully. She should have been prayed up ahead of time. She should have been calm in her spirit. She should have waited until she was really clear that God is saying, you know what, you can say this to him. And then she should, here's another cliche that I really love that I want to teach folks right now. Speak from your most vulnerable self. What does that mean? It means I own my feelings. And so she should have said, you know, honey, can I talk to you about something? He says, okay. She says then, you know what, I want to share my feelings with you. I've been feeling, whatever it might be, I've been feeling abandoned. I've been feeling, I'm just feeling lonely. I would like some more time with you. And then he responds. You're going to get a much better chance of getting a positive response if she will own her own feelings, not attack, speak from her most vulnerable self. And Jim, that's another broadcast about what that really means, getting down to the base level of what really is going on inside of you so that you can share it with your mate. Mm.
Good advice. And you use the word, one of the C words, you use the word calm. Speak in a calm manner, be prepared.
Yes.
And I want to talk this entire program about your seven C's. I'm
Perfect.
Not sure we'll get to all seven C's.
We will try.
But we already talked about staying calm as we do it, saying it calmly,
yes.
staying calm. I think there's a lot more we can talk about that, but I want to get to the next one.
Perfect.
And that's say it clearly. That seems to be a big one, and a lot of times we're just simply not clear with our spouse or with our significant other.
It has been surprising to me, Jim, when I do my couples work, it's surprising to me to see how difficult it is for couples to really say what they need. So, for example, this just happened just yesterday. In fact, I did a couples session, and I asked the woman, you know, she's frustrated with her husband. He had had an affair several years ago. I asked her, what do you need now? Well, I need to feel safe. Yes, I understand that, but what exactly do you need now? Well, I need to feel secure in our marriage. Yes, I understand that, but what exactly do you need that will, what can he give you that will make you feel safe and secure? Point being, Jim, so couples don't know how to really verbalize, put in words, here's what I need from you. And so, in this particular case, a couple of behavioral examples would be, I need you to come home on time. I need you to tell me how much you care for me. I need you to apologize and show your remorse for what you've done several years ago. And anyway, there were a number of other behavioral things. And when we got to that, the man said, done. I'm there. I'll do it. Because men like to get really specific stuff. So women, if you will say it clearly, state, and here's another little recipe for you, women. Write this down. What do I feel? What do I think? And what do I want? Very simple. What do I feel? What do I think? What do I want? And if you'll do that, you're going to get a much better chance of getting it.
It's actually good for women and for men.
Absolutely.
Very, very good. Okay, well, we're going to say it calmly. We're going to say it clearly. We're also going to say it concisely.
There's some laughter out there because who of us really know how to say things? So again, you can hear, Jim, that we would have to, if we're going to say it concisely, you know, if we're going to say, sweetie, you know, what I really need from you is I need you to come home on time. I need you to not hang around with folks after work. I need you to not this or that. We're going to say it. It's going to take 2 minutes to say what we're going to say. Folks, if you're going beyond 2 minutes, in fact, 2 minutes is a long time for one part of a reciprocal, I want to emphasize that word, a balanced give and take conversation. Folks can't see my hands right now. I'm going left, right, a balanced conversation. If it's balanced, you won't be talking to your mate for 5 minutes, just letting them have it word after word after word. And what I said in the book, Jim, is if you're using too many words, you haven't thought through what you want to say.
I found for myself, in terms of communication with Kathy or my children or anybody, a lot of times I'll write it out. Because
Excellent.
I'm writing it out, I'm going to be more concise. In your book, you quoted Thoreau who said, simplify, simplify, simplify. And really, that's good advice for communication, isn't it?
It really is. And here's another tool for folks. And I, some might disagree with this, Jim. I encourage couples to not explain themselves and to not defend themselves. Now, think that through. So what I have so many couples say to me, and especially women, is they'll go, but I've got so many things I want to say. You know, I want to explain to him why I want this. I want to explain to him why I want that. I want to explain to him why I want this. You know, and she does all of this explaining. And of course, the man's eyes roll into the back of his head and he gets glossy eyed. And then she says, you're not listening to me. And he says, oh, yes, you just said, okay, point. Be concise. You know, don't explain yourself. Don't defend. You don't need to defend yourself. I mean, unless obviously there's exceptions to this rule. I mean, if you've done something that you really need to apologize and ask forgiveness for. But generally, as a general truism, if you're explaining yourself, using too many words.
That is very good. Very, very helpful today. Dr. David Hawkins with us. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to continue talking about the seven C's of communication. We're going to talk about saying it with compassion, even when you don't feel compassionate. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I'm Jim Burns.
marriage expert, Dr. Jim Burns. We talk about parenting and family expert, Dr. Jim Burns, but Jim has also written a couple of helpful resources on marriage. And today, a conversation with Dr. David Hawkins. You're hearing Jim kind of flex those marriage muscles a little bit. We encourage you to check out our online resource center today at homeward.com. A couple of books to share with you. Dr. Jim Burns' book, Creating an Intimate Marriage, and also Closer, the devotional book he and his wife Kathy wrote, quite frankly, out of being frustrated with the fact that they couldn't find a couple's devotional book that was real, that was authentic, that was something that didn't make them feel guilty after reading it. Closer is one of those books that gives you 52 faith conversation starters, so you're just really getting together once a week and doing this. And if you order Closer and Creating an Intimate Marriage directly from our Homeward Online Resource Center, a portion of the proceeds goes to supporting our ministry, and we truly appreciate that financial support. For more ordering information, go to homeward.com or call 800-397-9725. We'll be right back. There's more Homeward still to come.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
So Jackie's all, I totally faced you. And I go, talk to the hand, loser.
Whoa, wait a minute. She faced you?
Yeah, so I gave her the hand.
You mean you hit her?
No, Mom.
I thought you put your hand in her face.
No, Mom, Jackie thought she faced me.
Oh, I see. She turned her face to you and you slapped it?
No, Mom, that's not it at all. Ugh, you have no idea what I'm going through.
Speak for yourself.
Well, frankly, there are days, I think, when it would be easier to walk on water than communicate with teenagers. But no matter how frustrating it gets, please don't give up. Whatever it takes, keep those lines of communication open. Date nights, games, whatever it takes, make sure you're communicating. Sure, it can be a hassle, but ultimately, it's worth it. And by the way, be sure to download a free copy of my tip sheet called Communication, the Key to Better Relationships, when you go to homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns.
Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Dr. David Hawkins with us. Better communication with your spouse is what we're talking about today. A great conversation. Very, very practical. The issue for so many relationships is we just can't communicate properly. And we always want to blame, of course, the other person, but this is good stuff for all of us. His new book is called Saying It So He'll Listen. You can have better communication with the man in your life. I would say you can have better communication with the woman in your life, too. I've read the book, and it really is helpful. Dr. Hawkins, right before the break, we were talking about saying it concisely, but also one of your seven C's is say it compassionately. How do you say it compassionately when maybe you're just living with some low-level anger at your spouse?
Or medium-level anger or high-level anger. And what I have said, Jim, is that, first of all, we've got to get ourselves into a place where we really are saying it with compassion, where we care about the other person. And someone many years ago, we may come from the same generation, where there was a book called Care Fronting, you know, confronting with care. Here's the rule. If you can't find compassion in what you want to say to your mate, then don't say it, because you're saying it for the wrong motives. You're saying it to hurt, to get even, to get back, to, you know, make them suffer, to make yourself right or righteous, you know. And those are all, if you do it to make yourself righteous, you're going to win the battle and you're going to lose the war. So compassion binds my heart to yours. Mm-hmm. It says that I've taken the time to think about, how am I impacting you? What's my part in this struggle? And to remember, you're a human being. Though at the moment when I'm angry, I see Jim Burns through this lens of anger. And so I've forgotten all the wonderful things about, people can't see my hands again. I'm drawing this diagram, this lens. You're looking through your mate and all you can see is your anger about what they have done. And if you don't process that somewhere else, primarily, then it's going to come out in your conversation with your mate, and you will hurt him, you will hurt her, you will alienate him, you will alienate her. And so you must find a compassionate place in your heart where you can build a compassionate bridge to your mate, and then you can talk about the issue.
And compassion really does disarm our listener, if you would. And compassion is spiritually bonding as well. Saying it consistently is the next principle of effective communication between men and women. At what point does this turn to nagging?
You know what? That's a very, very good question, because what I teach couples is there's a continuum. On the left hand, let's you've drawn a line here. So picture this with me. On the left hand side of the continuum is leaving him alone. You know, you're just tired of talking to him about this issue, and so you've said, you know what? If he can't get it after I tell him 3, 4, 5 times, I'm not saying it again. Forget it. If he doesn't, you've heard those lines. If he doesn't know it by now, he'll never get it. Well, of course. Okay, leaving the issue alone, that's called enabling. Listen up. That's called enabling. The other side of the continuum is nagging. You bring it up every day, every day, every day, but you really haven't. I'm gonna leapfrog into another C word that we'll come back to, Jim. You really haven't set healthy boundaries for healthy consequences. There's that C word. So the balance in the middle, Jim, is that you say it as often as you need to say it to your mate with consequences so that they get it. It is not a whole lot different than parenting skills. I'm a big fan of parenting with love and logic. And what they say is, you know, they will do it consistently and they will say, you know, you've done XYZ again. And you know how I feel about that. That's going to set up this set of consequences, and we're going to have to talk about those consequences. So the middle ground is it's not nagging and it's not leaving the issue alone. And a lot of people are uncomfortable. A lot of women are uncomfortable with saying, you know, I might have to deal with this issue a number of times before the habit or the pattern really changes.
It's interesting. And yet you have to do it without negativity or complaining.
Exactly
and
right.
Because it's going to shut down intimacy.
You've got all of these C's, by the way, are interwoven.
Sure.
You know, so if somebody gets the calm, but they don't get the compassion, you know, or if you get the compassion and you don't get the consistency, then you really are going to lose out here. So you've got to, this is a puzzle that every piece is interwoven with the other.
It really does make sense. Now, the next one is saying it with conviction.
You know what, and what that means, Jim, I in all of my writing, and I do a lot of writing, as you know, and I think about owning your truth. Meaning you've spent time, and I really, so I ask couples, or I'll ask the woman, I'll say, are you really sure about this? Because until you're sure about it, until you have conviction, then your words are going to be, they're going to be empty, they're going to be hollow. So if you're really clear, so let's take an example. Man has, and this may sound like an exaggeration, but it really is not. Man has a gambling addiction. And a woman comes in and says, I'm really tired of his gambling addiction. And this may sound like a stupid question, but I might ask her, are you really sure you're tired of it? Well, come on now, Dr. Hawkins, that's a dumb question. I'm sick of it. He spends a lot of our money, and I hate his gambling addiction. He goes down 4 nights a week. Oh, all right, okay. I'm just asking you to be really clear. I'm asking you to be prayed up. I'm asking you to be sure, so sure that you're willing to set some very difficult and harsh consequences. Because if you're not sure, if you don't have that inner conviction, then when he comes back and says, oh, come on now, I don't have a gambling addiction. You know, I only go and I play poker 2 nights of the week and all my buddies do that too. And come on, you have always been melodramatic. And anyway, so if you don't have that level of inner conviction, he will or she will knock you out of your truth, and then we have the round robin kinds of discussions. Yeah. So don't explain, don't defend, be sure, know what you know in your knower, and then say it.
It's good. Can't get to everyone, but I want to talk about say it with courage. Talk about that.
Boy, you know, Jim, all of this, everything I say, even as I say it right now, I feel I just have a heart for folks that this is not easy stuff. We said, you and I have talked about this. It does not come easily. It does not come naturally. It comes with risks. You know, if I must be courageous enough and feel like I've prayed about this, God is confirmed in my heart that this is an issue. I am okay to take a stand on this. But boy, oh boy, when I do this thing, when I confront my husband about this issue, it will set a series of dominoes in motion, and they may not all be pleasant. Who said, I don't know who said this, but you know, many of us, we like the devil we know rather than the devil we don't. You know, right. We like our own, we dig our rut and then we decorate it and so on and so forth. So I'm speaking right now to you couples and you individuals who you're practicing patterns and you know those patterns, but do you have the courage to really get out of that place? And the courage, of course, is going to come from God and your relationship with God. And then you can make some moves, some baby steps. Baby steps, no big steps here. Don't take any big steps. Baby steps, and then you do one baby step, another baby step, another baby step, and pretty soon you look and you say, things are changing. This is nice.
That is great insight. Now, you're mother actually summarized your book. I don't know if you'd take the advice that your mother gave
I do.
At the end of your book. Any of us, we wouldn't even have to read the book in many ways. She summed it up so well. She said, communication is the key, son. You have to be bold enough to say it the way it is and kind enough to say it with grace.
That's right. There it is, bold enough. So boldness and grace. Boy, if we had those two qualities, those are really character traits, aren't they, Jim? If we had those character traits, and if we could teach those, and we can, we'll teach those character traits. If you can incorporate those character traits in your life, you're really going to have success. And as I have said, when your relationship is not going well, you're not going well, and there are tools. These tools, you can't, this is not rockets. I'm not a rocket scientist. You know, I'm a common guy. I really am. And I talk commonly. I write commonly. And I want to say to folks, practice, get your hands on these tools, practice these tools, and you're going to be delighted.
You know what? I'm delighted to have had you with us because it was great practical input. David Hawkins, thank you for being with us so much.
Thank you so much, Jim. Good to be with you.
And that concludes Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with Dr. David Hawkins here on the Homeward Broadcast. Saying it so he'll hear you, kind of focusing our attention on a wife's relationship with her husband and how to be more effective in communication. If you'd like more information on what Dr. David Hawkins is up to, go to homeward.com, hit the radio broadcast section, and then you'll see his name listed, and you can hit the hotkey link there. Also, browse through the articles and media section at homeward.com. Just type in marriage and communication, and you'll find a number of different helpful articles, tip sheets, even some video clips on how you can improve the quality of communication in your marriage. And those articles and tip sheets and video clips, by the way, you can access them without cost when you go to homeward.com.
Becoming a better communicator with your spouse is what we've been talking about today on Homeward. My guest has been family and marriage therapist, Dr. David Hawkins. Well, at the end of our discussion today, David mentioned the concept of baby steps. He said the process for improving in the area of communication is done by taking those baby steps. Now, we don't have to try to get it together all at once, but over time, we'll see real improvement. That reminds me of, actually, it's one of my favorite movies. I can't believe I'm sharing this on the air, but it's called What About Bob? Pretty much that shows the intellectual ability of, you know, Dr. Jim Burns. But I love that movie. It's just the funniest movie. But there is a truth in the movie that is so important. And actually, in that movie, this psychiatrist talks about taking
baby steps.
For instance, when you leave this office, don't think about everything you have to do in order to get out of the building. Just think of what you must do to get out of this room. And when you get to the hall, deal with that hall, and so forth. You see?
That is a truth that works in communication. It works in relationships. I heard someone once say, big wins are a collection of small steps. Well, Henry Ford said, nothing is particularly hard if you divide it into small jobs. That's baby steps. Let me say it this way. If your marriage is faltering, restore it one counseling session at a time. Restore it one act of kindness at a time, one example of not overreacting at a time.
Come on, I've come so far.
Bob,
I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Listen to me.
Check it out. Look at it. I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please.
Bob,
please.
Bob.
Give me. I need. Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
One box of chocolate or a bouquet of flowers at a time. One do something unexpected and sacrificial at a time. It's baby steps, one step at a time. And I think that will help us become more effective communicators. And if you're serious about becoming a better communicator in your marriage, then make sure that you do get a copy of the resources that Roger's talking about. Roger, fill us in.
Well, once again, just to remind you, Dr. Jim Burns' outstanding books on marriage, Closer, the devotional book that he wrote with his wife, Kathy. It's a great conversation starter. 52 faith conversation starters for couples. So one per week. Carve out 15 or 20 minutes. You and your spouse get together and just kind of work through these conversation starters. They've been very, very effective for Jim and Kathy Burns. Jim and Kathy are very authentic when they say, look, we looked for devotional book, couldn't find anything that was real. I mean, a lot of times they're great conceptually, but they don't work in real life. Closer works in real life to help improve your marriage. And you can order a copy directly from our online resource center. Also, Jim's book, Creating an Intimate Marriage, which is a landmark book. And if you have any questions about either one of them, you can call us toll free at 800-397-9725. You can order online at homeward.com or just write to us. You can write to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, where the swallows go. The zip code 92693. We look forward to hearing from you today.
Thanks, Roger, and thank you for your ongoing prayers and your financial support to make it possible for us to bring you great programs like today's program. Your partnership also enables us to extend the reach of Homeward into areas like our events, publications, online ministries, our daily devotional and monthly parenting newsletter. And if you don't know about that, then I encourage you to go to homeward.com. We appreciate your financial support, especially today. We could use it. And we're not looking just for people to support us once. We want a growing number of people to come alongside the Homeward movement. Let's make a difference in families together. And obviously, you can give us a call. Roger gives the number often. You can go to homeward.com and get all the information you need to become a part of the Homeward financial family in many ways. You're helping us reach out, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Until next time, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for listening today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.